Where in the Bible will I find the name of the church that Jesus built? Hello, I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to that question, we go to the Word of God. The coming of the church, or kingdom, was preached first by John the Baptist, then later by Jesus himself. Both taught that it was at hand, meaning it would soon be established. Jesus said, "I will build my church." On the first Pentecost, following his resurrection, his church was established. He then added those who were being saved to his church, Acts 2, verse 47. He promised to build only one church, Matthew 16, 18. He purchased only one church with his blood, Acts 20, 28. He gave himself for only one church, Ephesians 5, 25. And he is the Savior of only one church, Ephesians 5, 23. His one church is not Jewish, it is not Protestant, and it is not Roman Catholic. All these are man-made churches and are without authority from Christ. His church is free of all the denominational earmarks, such as prayer altars, voting on baptismal candidates, mechanical instruments of music in worship, universal and territorial organizations, etc. His church is one body, Ephesians 4, verse 4, one fold and has one shepherd, John 10, 16. His church is that body of people who have been called out of the world by the gospel, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 14. Yet, Christ did not name his church. It is referred to in various ways, such as the church of the living God, the church of God, and Paul refers to all of them as churches of Christ, Romans 16, 16. These names were not denominational names, as all of them referred to the same church, the Lord's church. Any name that is put on a church building does not make it the Lord's church. The church belongs to Christ. It is Christ's church, or the Church of Christ. The Church of Christ is not a name. It only shows ownership, recognizing Christ as the owner and head of his church. The church is the family of God, and all the saved are in his church.